Blog Talk Radio.
It's the world, know that. Stay proud, huh? Philly, Tone Trump, Philly, BC, Gorilla Dash. Let's win, so we do. Let's win, so we know. It's the world, Gorilla's back. Let's go. Let's win. Hit the club, iron bottles like an ace, nigga. More money, more props like Mace, nigga. White gold rolly, big face, nigga. Nitty home shit, he beat his case, nigga. I get up in the morning, I go and chase that paper. Ain't never been no sucker, ain't never been no hater. As far as me, I'm winning like I'm supposed to. Red Bentley, the tag say I told you. West Philly hustling, South Beach law. California weed, smoking like a ball. $5 hate, never been a fraud. Tell by your racks, you never been a boss. Living like I'm rich, but I hustle like a broke nigga. Make music for them niggas, cook it dope, nigga. Big prop, it's the world, bunch of dope niggas.
Big prop, it's the world, bunch of dope niggas.
I'm fresh, killing, looking like a million. All eyes on me when I step up in the building. All my niggas mobbing, all these souls chilling. I don't care what they doing over there. We winning, I'm fresh, killing, looking like a million. All eyes on me when I step up in the building. All my niggas mobbing, all these souls chilling. I don't care what they doing over there. Cause we winning.
Pull up at the coupe on, the roof in the shooters got on, the G on, the 7 on, chrome bulldog, make your bullshit, say the bullshit or prepare for it, SP in this bitch, don't make us go, you niggas pop, my niggas pop, we don't leave shit, we buy the whole car, why you at the auction, we back out them Austin, Lambos, Porsches, coupes with the horses, clothes got them too, purple label flossers, DuPont registry, auto trading niggas, flawless legacy. All you hating niggas, back up bought me for the gat, come up bought me. The silencer's screw tight, kill niggas softly. Bitch, get off me, I'm so fucking bossy. Bitch, get off me, I'm so bad.
I'm fresh, killing, looking like a million. All eyes on me when I step up in the building. All my niggas mobbing, all these souls chilling. I don't care what they doing over there. We winning, I'm fresh, killing, looking like a billion. All eyes on me when I step up in the building. All my niggas mobbing, all these souls chilling. I don't care what they doing over there. Cause we winning.
Spate Radio, you in the building. Who's there?
This is Joy Deja King.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm good. So we have Joy Deja King in the building. So if for those that might be living under a rock, maybe you can tell them a little bit about you.
Okay, well, I write books. I have that's my first thing. My first book deal in 2005, I'm sorry, and my first release was called Bitch, and then I had Very Little Secrets. I have a Bitch series that's very popular, urban lit book, and, you know, my book Queen Bitch was like number one for like 7 months straight on the Essence bestseller list. So I mean, hopefully people that read books and stuff, like you've heard of me, heard of my novels. If not, you know, available everywhere, including on Amazon and all ebooks and things of that nature. And now I'm delving into music.
Definitely. And then let's talk about that a little bit. So when did you start rapping?
Well, you know, honestly, it was something that I've always loved to do, you know. It was something I always wanted to do, but it's just like my book situation just like really took off first, you know. And then once it started, it was just like nonstop. But, you know, ever since, you know, I was like 16, 17, 18, I've always wanted to, you know, rhyme and everything. But, you know, it was like it got to a point with my book career, you know, I felt like I had accomplished a lot. You know, not everything, but I accomplished enough where I felt like, you know what, okay, I've somewhat mastered this craft to the point that now I can delve into something that was, like, always kind of like my first love.
Okay. All right. So the song that you have, I'm the Bomb, you have Cash Out on there. How did you connect with him? If you don't know who Cash Out is, I think he has, like, the number one record in the country or something like that.
Yes, Cashing Out, yes. He's the best. Honestly, you know, what happened was I was familiar with his music. You know, it was like really banging on, you know, the radio and things of that nature. But it was like when I was recording my songs, it came to the point where I was like, okay, let me see for a minute. I wanted to get like a feature on the record. But I was looking for the right type of person, you know what I mean, that I felt like would, like, really give it that extra pop that it needed, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of people out here that's, you know, that can rhyme and, you know, they got great records, but I just needed that certain type of energy on that record.
Yeah.
And when I was listening to his stuff and I was listening to his song, I was like, yo, I really think this dude right here is the one, you know what I mean? So we, like, reached out to his manager, and I kid you not, like, a couple of days later, he was in the studio at Patchworks laying down a track, and it was just, it was a beautiful thing. And then we shot the video for it, and it was great. I mean, he's like, mad professional, but at the same time, he has this, like, a really, like, fun, you know, energy that I love, and I thought it really came through on the song "I'm the Bomb."
Oh, definitely, definitely, it's definitely a hot record. So, are you working on like a mixtape or album that you know, the way that people can get more of the music?
Yes, Boss Bitch Music. My mixtape EP is dropping on August the 15th, and it's going to be released. It's going to debut on allhiphop.com on August 15th. So I am so excited about that because I think I have some other records on there that that really, really, you know, give you a full picture of what I'm trying to deliver as far as music-wise. So, August 15th, that's debuting. And then the actual official video for "I'm the Bomb" featuring Cash Out, that video is debuting tomorrow on allhiphop.com. So please check that out, too.
Definitely, definitely. That's great. So, like, a lot of you're such a great author, right? And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, a lot of people aren't always accepting of people that are really good at one thing and then they try something else.
I know, right?
People, you know, they're like, oh, you're such a great writer. Why don't you, you know, stay, you know, you know, like when ball players, you know, they want to, you know, they try rapping. They say, well, why rap? You know, like, you're so good at being playing basketball. You know what I mean? So how do you deal with that type of criticism?
Well, you know what? Okay, first of all, I will tell you this. Being a writer has really developed a thick skin. Because when I go on Amazon, I read some of those reviews. I stop going on there. I'm like, you guys are just really going in. Like, some people, like, love it, but you're going to always get those people that just, like, say the craziest stuff. You're like, so it's just like, you're like, okay, but you develop a very thick skin, first of all. So I'm always down for criticism. I mean, I appreciate when people give me, you know, helpful, constructive criticism, but I'll take it in any format. So that doesn't bother me. But I will say, like, the difference with this is I really feel like this. I always feel like my books, if you read my books are like urban lit, street lit books. And, you know, and so I always feel like they're telling a story just like music, but it's just like instead of it being on paper, I'm now telling a story to beats. So it's just like it's not to me, it's just an extension of a brand that I've already created. I don't think it's so out the realm for me. I think it's really actually just natural because it's like I'm still telling my story, but I'm telling it over some like hot tracks. And, you know, I'm still trying to entertain you. I'm just trying to entertain you in a different format. So I'm hoping that people will be open to it. But I know with anything, you know, people will try to deter you from that. But I feel like this, and this is how I really feel about anything. If you keep at something and your heart is truly in it and you're feeling and you love your product and you're being true to your product, I really do believe that eventually people will embrace it. There's always going to be some naysayers, but I think that there's room for it, and I'm going to keep doing it. Like, I'm showing, like, even my readers, I love them. I want them to keep reading my books. I'm not going to abandon them. But this is something that is, like, a dream of mine that I've always wanted to do, and I'm happy that I have the opportunity to do it, and I hope they'll follow me on the journey. But if not, you know what? I can live with that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, life is about taking chances and stepping out the box. And if I didn't step out the box with my book career, I wouldn't have the success that I have. I mean, there were so many people that when I first decided I was going to start writing, like, what? You're going to be able to really make a career out of this and make some money? Because, you know, writing, a lot of people don't understand this, but writing books was never like a career where it's supposed to be like your only job. Most people have write books. They have other jobs because the money is just not like that. But ever since my first book got published, that's all I do is write. I've never had to have another job is because my books were successful enough where I didn't have to do that. But there were so many people that told me that was going to be impossible, especially as a young black, you know, female. Do you understand what I mean? So I've always, you know, ever since I began my career, there's always been roadblocks of people saying this and that. But things like that just make me grind harder, you know?
Wow. That's definitely a really motivational message for a lot of people out there, because I'm sure that there are a lot of young females going through very similar stuff. So that's a very powerful message, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I want them to get. I'm glad you said that, because that's the one thing that I really want females to understand. It's like, even with this music thing, I'm coming to this game. Nobody's co-signing me. I'm not down with a clique and some dude is like saying, yo, you know, rock with her. You know, it's like me. And so that's what my book's up to when I started King Production. And I want, you know, young girls that look at me and see, you know what, you can do this. Of course it's hard work, but if you believe in it, you have a passion for it, and you're motivated, and you're like, I don't care what, I'm going to make this happen, you can. And I hope they see me, and they know it's possible. Do you understand what I mean? It's like, I'm not somebody that's, like, out their reach. You know what I mean? They can relate.
Yeah.
I could be them. You know what I mean? So I just really hope that they get that from me.
Yeah, I definitely got it. So I'm sure that when, you know, you're going to develop new fans from this show, definitely after they hear, you know, that's definitely a powerful message that I like. But as far as, like, the process of you writing a book as opposed to writing a rap, like, what's the difference?
Oh, my gosh, it's crazy because, you know, when I'm writing a book and everything, it's like I have to really rest my mind, like, in between books, because the writing process is so draining. You're talking about a couple of hundred pages and some more of just words and creativity of putting these characters and this story together. So it's draining for me because, you know, I write everything. I don't have ghostwriters, just, you know, I don't do none of that. All this comes from my head. So it really drains me in that process, but I love it. But it just takes a lot of more of my energy with writing raps and all that type of stuff. I mean, for that it's more of a fun thing, because it's just like you have these few minutes where you're expressing these ideas. You understand what I mean? So it's just more like, you know, but it's a great platform because it's like you're reaching all these people, but you still get to send that same message, but you say it so much more quick. And it's more of an instant attention grabber. So, but the process of doing that and making it happen, I mean, at least for me, it is work. I don't want anybody to think that it's not work, but it's a different type of work. It's not so much of a, it's not a draining aspect to me. I think with music, the draining part is like, you know, you're doing the mixing, the mastering, you know, coming up with a video, trying to decide what beats or tracks you want to use. You know, all that type of stuff I think is the real work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And getting that right. I feel like I've been mastering my record forever. I feel like, okay, this song is done. Can we get this finished? But, you know, the process of making sure everything is right. I mean, unless you just want to throw anything out there. But I think that's more so of the work. Just making sure that you feel good about what you're releasing to your audience.
Okay. All right. So are there any producers you would like to mention that you worked with on your mixtape?
You know what? Honestly, like, I've worked with a lot of, you guys, please forgive me, because a lot of these guys is really dope. But, they're really, really dope. But what I did was, I found a lot of, I got so many beats that I went through. So I didn't want to just pick beats just because a name was on it. I really just listened to just tracks. I listened to, like, hundreds of beats. And I will say this, I found some great beats. Like, On the Bomb, a dude in Atlanta actually did the track for that.
Okay.
His name is, forgive me, I know this, he's a billionaire beats. That's their tagline, a billionaire beats. On the Bomb. I mean, I did a bunch of records when I had got to that, when I heard that beat. But as soon as I heard it, it like jumped out to me. And then I also got a couple of producers, a guy from Memphis, who they gave me some, like, you know, Memphis producers got like crazy, crazy beats. But all these dudes is like mad young. They're like 19, 20.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? They're like babies, like doing like phenomenal. But that's what you need though, because they're like right there staying on like the pulse of what's like hot at the clubs. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, I went with like a really like real just, you know, like this guy, the guy Memphis, he does like a lot of beats for like Yo Gotti and things like that. But I like that sound. You know what I'm saying? So I really wanted like tracks like that. So, you know, forgive me, I'm not good at names, but, you know, they're from Memphis and Atlanta. And I got one track from a dude in New Orleans, too. He had a really, really hot record track from New Orleans, too. That's one of the records that Trouble's on, who's, like, honestly, like, my favorite rapper right now.
Okay. Yeah. So who would you like to work with producer-wise?
Producer-wise, honestly, there's, like, only one person that sticks out to me that I would love to work with as a producer. I don't care what the track would be. That would be Kanye West. I love this dude. That's, like, anything he's like that for me. Anybody else, it's not like that for me. I just want the best beats that I feel like I can write the best records to. But if I was, like, my dream producer, like, oh, my gosh, it would have to be Kanye West. I just think that he's amazing.
Wow, you just go and you pick the most probably expensive beat that you can.
I know, right?
A Kanye West beat probably costs you, like, $500,000 or something.
Right. And honestly, let me tell you something. No offense to Kanye West. It ain't even worth it. Because you buy that $500,000 beat, it's like... They didn't even tell you that song won't blow up or not. Like, real talk. Like, just because you got a beat by Kanye West, that don't mean jet. Like,
you heard what he said on that song. He said, I went into the label, I asked him for $50 million or I'm going to quit. He said, give me $50 million or I'm going to quit.
Oh, wow, my God. Kanye is a mess.
Yeah. So,
yes.
How do you feel about, like, the female rap game right now? Because, you know, there aren't a lot of female rappers that are, like, popping. You know, like, there's only,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I mean, there's really only one. Nicki Minaj, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Let's keep it real, right?
What's the other one? Okay, you said a couple. I know Nicki Minaj. What's the other one? I don't even know another one. But you know what? Here's the thing. You know, a lot of people... you know, say this, that, and other about Nicki Minaj, but I respect the fact that, you know, Nicki is doing Nicki. You can't be mad at nobody for doing them. And so, you know, as long as she's being true to herself, that's, at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters. And so I do believe there's room for other females. But, you know, honestly, it's a process. I mean, Nicki was in the game for a minute trying to make it happen. It didn't happen for her, like, overnight. And so it's like... You really just, it's like determination is a mofo, is an MO. I'm not going to say the whole word, but I mean, if you're determined and you're motivated and you keep at it, I believe something will pop. But a lot of times, you know, you have to also understand you can't just be, you know, basically running for air. You know, you have to actually have, like, things, like, strategically planned out or things in your mind, a process of how to make these things come to fruition. I mean, that's with anything in life. I mean, you know, I'm just, like, that's with anything in life. And so it's just, like, I think that, again, you know, you have to give Nicki her props. You know, Nicki is doing, you know, she's actually opened up the arena again for female MCs to step in and for people to even check for them. Because at one point, you know, nobody even wanted to hear what a female MC had to say. You know what I mean? And for a long time. I mean, especially after, like, the Lil' Kims and the Foxy Browns, kind of like their big, you know, run kind of slowed down. I mean, it was like people wasn't really checking for that. And so it's like Nicki came in and it's like, you know, finally they're saying, okay, a female MC can sell some records, you know what I mean? Or they can make a movement. I just think that, you know, you have to basically, I think the bottom line is, if you're a female, whoever you are, you have to figure out who your market is, and you have to cater to them. You know, at the same time, while you're catering to them, you have to be true to yourself as an artist. And so, you know, I mean, with me and what I'm doing, it's like with my music, I'm trying to cater to my audience. Women have always been what made me. Women buy my books. They have made it possible for me to even be successful enough with my book stuff to even jump into this music arena. And so that's my market. And so everything that I do, I always have to keep them in mind. And so, you know, I feel confident that I know my market. They've been riding with me for, you know, since 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue to support me. They continue to make my situation good. And so I'm hoping that I'll continue to give them a product that they feel good about and they want to support. But I'm not worried. I mean, I don't even think about other people like that. And that's no offense or trying to be like, sound like I'm cocky or anything. It's just that if you spend too much time worrying about what other people are doing, how are you really able to do what you need to do? I mean, that's just my opinion about things. So all I'm trying to figure out is trying to be the best me. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be the best Joy Deja King artist. That's all I'm focusing on right now.
Okay. All right. That's a, I understand where you're coming from there. So are you planning on?
I hear you, Joy.
So are you planning on turning any of your books into movies, or has that been done already?
Oh, definitely. Yes, of course. Yes. I'm just, again, it's a process, honey. I'm one of the type of lead people that believe you go through the small holes, you can come out the big hole. You try going out the big hole, where you got to go out? You got one place left in the small hole. So it's just like, it's a process. First, I'm doing my books, you know, with these ebook situations, that's a great thing, too. You just try to give your books as much shelf life as possible. Because, you know, a book can sell forever. So you continue to do things. And because I own my books now, you know what I mean? I own my, besides two books, which I got for St. Martin's Press, which was one of my first book deals, I own my books. And so, you know, I want those books to sell forever. So I'm continuing to build my brand for that purpose. And then eventually, the more exposure I get for my stuff and my books, you know, I definitely want to go to that next step of saying, okay, you know what? Now I'm ready to turn my books into movies. Look at the success I've had, X, Y, and Z, you know, because, you know, I want to be able to have, you know, a good bargaining tool. I don't want to just come, when I make movies and stuff, I'm not just, you know, just give me anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to make it the best deal possible. But no, that will happen. There's no doubt in my mind that's going to happen.
Okay, yeah, that would be a great step, you know.
Yes.
I know you would love to see one of your books as the number one opening weekend movie.
Oh my God, Tyler Perry,
40 or 50 million, something like that.
Right. Okay. Oh no, they love Precious Comments, honey. They'll come out for Precious. you don't know who Precious is, but Precious is like she's like my heroine in my bitch series, and they didn't ride with Precious for a minute. They want to see her on a big screen. I'll have like an open call and everything. Give me a nice, fresh, new actress that don't nobody know who they are. Give them a start.
Wow, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. So that's something definitely your fans could look forward to in the future, you know?
Yes, for sure. No doubt. I can promise you that.
So
I can promise you that.
So, like, the reality shows are so popular right now, right?
I love Atlanta hip hop. Love hip hop Atlanta. Oh, that's my show. It's so ratchet, and I love it. Go ahead.
So, if they offered you a show, let's hypothetically speaking, if they offered you a show, what would your show be called, or what would your show focus on?
Wow, you know what, man? I would do a show. I don't know. I don't know what it would be called, but it would definitely, my life is so crazy, like, every day. But it would just really kind of focus on me running my own publishing company, King Production, also being an author, getting this music thing popping off, and I'm dealing with these fools that I have to deal with in this industry. Because there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And then I would do, you know.
Definitely know where you're coming from with that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I know you know. And so I would just, like, give people inside glimpse of, you know, just a real woman, just really, but making her own way. Because at the end of the day, I can honestly say that I am a boss bitch. I mean, ain't nobody signing checks but me. Ain't nobody, like, I don't turn to nobody for nothing. It's all me, my name on everything. I sign everything. So it's like they will see what a real boss looks like from a female's point of view. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would let them get a glimpse of that, because I want these young black girls or girls in general just to see that, because they don't ever, it's like they always showing stuff with some man, and no disrespect to you, I love men. Some of my best friends are men, but they always showing some, you know, some man like running these females, like women don't have a brand of their own and they can't make real money without some man. And I can promise y'all, it's possible. I have proof. I can show you. So I would just want them to come inside and get a glimpse of that, so then they can be motivated to do the same for themselves, because it's not like I'm not special. If I can do it, they can do it too.
Definitely, definitely. So we're running out of time a little bit.
That's fine. We can wrap this up.
it's really been fun, and I have a lot more questions, but maybe we could do a part two at at another time. But say it again.
Oh no, I was about to say my goodbyes, but go ahead. What were you about to ask me?
No, how can the people find you? Twitter, Facebook, and all of that type of stuff.
Okay, everything is under Joy Deja King, J O Y D E J as in Joy A King, K I N G, joydejaking.com, at Joy Deja King on Twitter, Joy Deja King Facebook, Joy Deja King. I haven't gotten Instagram yet, but that's going to be my next thing, I think.
Okay, and let them know that mixtape is dropping again and where they can see it.
Yes, August 15th. It's going to be August 15th. It'll be available. It's going to debut on allhiphop.com on August 15th, and it'll be everywhere. And then the single, I'm the Bomb, will be available on iTunes. And tomorrow, y'all check out the official release of my music video, I'm the Bomb, Cash Out, on allhiphop.com.
And definitely thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to call in and Spate Radio, and we really appreciate it.
It was good talking to you. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed our conversation. I hope I enlightened a couple of people. You know, if you never heard of me, now, you know, maybe some of those people who said, oh, like, who is this bitch, Joy Deja King? Let me go find out about her. Hopefully I did that.
Exactly. You're going to get a lot of Googles after this.
Right, yeah.
They're going to hit that Google and they're going to see all the information.
Yes. There's a lot to see, so y'all check it out for sure.
Well, thank you again, and and we appreciate it.
Thank you, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're now rocking with A&B. Yeah.
So, Trump,
what's good, man?
Look at their faces.
Let's win.
Look,
Yeah, we just had Joy Deja King in the building, best-selling author. She has a new song out right now called Bitch, I'm the Bomb, featuring Cash Out. I'm sure you're familiar with Cash Out. He has the number one record in the country right now, Cashing Out. He performed on BET Awards and killed it. We definitely appreciate her calling in. Make sure you check out all her. She's going to have a new video debuting on All Hip Hop and more stuff to come. So keep checking it. All right? Peace.
You're now rocking with
A&B. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Trump,
what's good, man?
Look at their faces.
Let's win.
Look, K-8 in my pocket, Afghan in my Dutchie, real niggas, they love me, these bad bitches won't fuck me, I be mobbing in my law, smoking like a boss, I was grinding and they was hating, that's why they fell off.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.